Next up, a report on outdoor swimming in cold British waters.
Rivers and beaches in the UK are cleaner now than they've been for the last 150 years. As a result, there has been a return of a favourite Victorian hobby, wild swimming. That means swimming in lakes, rivers and the sea at all times of the year, within reason. The popularity of wild swimming has increased immensely in recent years. In 2007, the Outdoor Swimming Society had 300 members. Today, it has 25,000. 10 years ago, there was only one annual mass swim event. Today, there are 200. For some swimmers, the attraction is finding a connection with nature in a technological world. For others, it's the health benefits. As Daniel Start, author of the book Wild Swimming, Hidden Beaches, says, immersion in water creates an almost zen-like state of presence and mindfulness. Regular wild swimming improves the mood, strengthens the immune system, and burns through calories. So, where are the best places to go? The Outdoor Swimming Society's website has a map of the best sites in the UK. Favourites include the River Thames, which, just outside of London in Berkshire, is very clean and full of wildlife. The coasts of Dorset and South Devon are also popular, and, for the toughest amongst you, Scotland offers a huge choice of beautiful beaches and lochs. Flooded quarries are also popular, such as the Rosebush Quarry in Wales. People often think that there are dangerous currents in quarries, but this is hardly ever true. There may be cold water currents, and if you suffer from cramp, you need to make sure you can get out easily. But the most likely hazard is industrial pollution or submerged objects, like old cars. Check the area carefully before attempting to swim there. Generally, if the water looks clean and appealing, it's probably okay for you to swim there. If it looks cloudy or smells bad, then follow your instinct and stay out. On the subject of safety, there are some important rules you need to follow. First of all, just because you regularly swim 50 lengths of your local swimming pool, don't think you'll be able to do the same thing in the sea or in a Scottish loch. Always take a friend with you the first times you go, and wade in slowly. Hypothermia can be a serious problem. Stay close to the shore and see how your body reacts. You need to be honest about your abilities, and of course, you can wear a wetsuit if you need one. The objective is enjoyment, not a near-death experience. If you do go alone, always tell someone where you are. Always check the weather forecast and abandon your swim if bad weather conditions suddenly arise. Respect for the environment and for others is, of course, fundamental. Be as quiet as possible so that you don't spoil other people's enjoyment and keep away from anglers and nesting birds. Don't pick wild plants or disturb waterweed, and try to leave everything as you found it.